Starting at the bottom of page one, the first component or the first step is we always start with a grantor. You can't start any other place than with a grantor who has property. And so the first step is really, okay, we have our grantor with property and they want to create a trust. Is it for themselves or somebody else? Is it a self-settled trust or a third-party trust? And that's our first fork in the road that determines a lot of the other drafting steps. But really, we can draft our world into thirds. You know, there's self-settled trusts, there are third-party trusts, and then there are trusts that are one or the other that have aspects of the other one. For example, you could have a spouse create a trust for another spouse, and that looks like a third-party trust, but for Medicaid purposes, that's the deeming between spouses is such that it's going to be treated as if the beneficiary created the trust. And we have the situations like where a grandmother creates a trust. Maybe grandmother is going into the nursing home, has a family member with disabilities. They create a trust. Sure looks like a third-party trust, but it's treated like a self-settled trust for Medicaid purposes unless it may need a payback or it may need to have distributions that come out on an actuarially sound basis. Now, I say divide the world into thirds, but tax aspects are like a whole separate dimension, and I'm not going to address many tax aspects of trusts, which may seem, how can you address trusts without really getting into taxes? But for this purpose, for this amount of time, I want to go back to the component parts. And wherever there are tax goals, all the component parts need to be reviewed for those tax consequences.